Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults. Also, the views expressed in Those Damn Ross Kids do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. Chris, I'm going to ask you a question. It's going to sound like an open-ended question, but I already know the answer. Okay.
Okay. Yep.
What is the most depressing means of conveyance?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, like a vehicle or, you know, some just like conveyance, something that gets you from point A to point B.
Oh, Razor Scooter.
Razor Scooter? Okay. See, that's the wrong answer. The right answer is the hang glider, because it never rises above the point that it started from.
Huh.
It eventually ends up in the same place. I would have also accepted overturned Little Red Wagon.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Hey Chris, what episode is this?
Episode number 38 of Those Damn Ross Kids.
A comedy podcast. Your name is Chris, and my name is...
Your name is Cole.
Thank you. Hey, we're back from a week.
Yep.
We took a week. Well, really, it was 2 weeks.
We took a week off recording, but we, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So that's good. We're back though. We're sorry to have left you alone. We found ourselves, then promptly lost ourselves, and now we're finding ourselves again.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to, you know, it's cyclical, you know,
in and out.
It's samsara, Chris. Samsara. It's the Buddhist tenet that life is eternal suffering, and you know, you are reincarnated until you just get back to, you know, you're okay.
Yeah, you're no longer a bug.
You got to work your way up. You pay your dues as a cockroach, man.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Well, Chris, can I tell you about some especially feisty Buddhists off the shore of Massachusetts?
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do this thing. A group of Tibetan Buddhist monks saved 534 lobsters last week by purchasing them and then throwing them overboard from a whale-watching boat off of the coast of Massachusetts. They do this several times a year in an homage to the ancient Indian practice of buying and freeing livestock, such as cows and goats. Quote, "Even if they get captured again, they've had a longer life," says Wendy Cook, a yoga instructor who helps coordinate the event. Rituals are done to develop a karmic connection for the animals' next lives and to ease future suffering. One participant said, "It's rethinking the way you normally view these creatures. You're supposed to view them equally. Their happiness is as important as your happiness. Their suffering is as important as your suffering." Something seems pretty... I mean, they had something to gain, right? I mean, nothing comes free.
The Buddhist or the lobster?
Both. All of them. I mean, it's win-win, right?
I guess so.
The act was done on the wheel-turning day, which is the anniversary of the first sermon that Buddha taught. On this day, the merit for positive actions is multiplied many times. So think of it as karmic multi-ball.
So they're wasting money on lobster.
Well,
that are just going to get swooped up again.
Yeah, but I think they're trying to make a point. You know, I'm down with this. You know, I'm down with this. Don't hate.
And maybe they should make a point of buying a meal for someone who's hungry.
They did.
Lobster, perhaps.
Delicious. Rats of the sea, Chris. Rats of the sea.
We're going to save these lobsters, but we're going to, you know, we're going to boil homeless people. That's what we're going to do.
You just throw them into a big old stinky pot.
Have some courtesy. Put them down face first.
See, you know, every lobsters get a bum rap. I mean, in Judaism, I don't think that the Muslims are allowed to eat lobster, any kind of shellfish that which walks on cloven hoof near the ground. So I think that they're just giving these lobsters their due, right?
Yeah, I think that's pretty much what Hebrewica is.
Hebrewicalim, yeah.
Hebrewicalim,
yeah. No, I'm down with this. You know, you know that about me, though. I'm down with these guys, for as absurd as it is, and all that. They're making a point. It's just like, hey, you know,
you don't like lobster.
I don't. Well, I've never had lobster. I don't imagine I would, because eating lobster is kind of like doing a dissection. I don't.
No, it's so much.
Science class is for science class, and dinner time is just great.
It's not at all like a dissection.
No,
you just have them bring you the tail.
Yep, just
that's it. That's all there is to it. Or maybe diced up in some sort of mayonnaise based spread.
Gross.
That's delicious. Is that celery? I thought so.
No. I mean, what they were doing, it's consistent with their beliefs. It's, you know.
Yeah.
They're not being disingenuous.
Nope, not at all.
So, Chris, tell me a story.
I will.
Okay. I've missed this.
Everything comes with a cost.
Yeah, you know, karmic.
War comes with a human cost and a shipping fee of about $21.
Okay.
Retired Sergeant Major Rob Dickerson says that's the price he was forced to pay when his Purple Heart, the medal issued to soldiers wounded in action, arrived at his door, COD, or cash on delivery. Instead of being awarded the military honor in a formal ceremony, the vet with 29 years in the service was handed his award and a shipping invoice by a FedEx delivery man outside his Sioux Falls, South Dakota home. In 2007, he was a reservist embedded as an advisor to Iraqi soldiers. He was training troops to fight the insurgency when a rocket exploded nearby and severely injured him. He's quoted as saying, "It threw me 20, 25 feet in the air. It just crumpled me." He said the blow inflicted a traumatic brain injury, shrapnel wounds, injuries to his right shoulder, lower back and neck, and nerve damage in his hip. A Purple Heart should be easy to obtain, but because Dickerson was serving alongside Iraqi soldiers instead of American forces, no U.S. Army medic was able to issue him a casualty card. Dickerson says he initially refused to pay the COD, telling the delivery man to charge the Army. A week later, FedEx sent him a bill. He paid that bill and brought the charges to the attention of Army officials. Army brass tried to make it up by sending an apology and a money order to reimburse him. But Dickerson has not been able to cash the money order because the Army made it out to Roy Dirksen.
Oh, man. Tell me that he woke up the next day as a cockroach.
He probably.
Okay.
Probably.
That is literally the only time in history that somebody has made an appropriate Kafka reference. Congratulations, me.
OneNote tab, U.S. a-holes.
Well, to be fair, Chris, he enlisted by sending a drawing of a turtle in from the back of a magazine. So
29 years ago, which was standard procedure.
It was. Yeah, turtles and pirates all the way down, Chris.
If you could connect 30 dots and then correctly spell the name of what you drew, you were in.
They did it as Hangman, too.
That's how the ASVAB started.
The what?
The ASVAB.
What's ASVAB?
That's the military.
The planet Moore came from, yeah. Okay.
The military test, you know, the test you have to take, like the ACTs for getting in the service.
I gotcha. To determine.
Only they're more like the second grade proficiency test for getting in the service.
And, you know, we're having a budget crisis. And
give me a break.
No, I'm not being serious. You know that. It's stupid. Give the man his fucking medal. He earned it. You know?
Sure. He's a liar.
Is he?
Yeah, well, there's nobody witnessed it. All the Iraqis around him died in the missile attack.
Chris, then how do you explain the brain damage?
They should go back and review his turtle and make sure that it wasn't missing something.
What if he slipped through the cracks?
Exactly.
I mean, more so than he already did. Wait. This is a complex issue.
Yes, it is. It's very hard to tell.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I'm going to go ahead and say that this is wrong.
Say what you will about why they're fighting, but...
I don't care.
If they come back missing something, we should probably at least give them a merit badge.
You know, what are you going to do?
For not tying, for survivalism, and for, you know, being okay, I guess.
I got my good target badge.
Oh, man. God bless America. So... Speaking, you know, God bless America and God, you know, this, we have days here, Chris. We have the freedom to have days, right? And just, we're just overflowing with things to celebrate, with things to do. We have months dedicated towards the histories of various peoples and causes and riding bikes and, you know, not hitting your kids and all these things. But can I tell you about a day that if you're listening to this, it would have been yesterday. So if you're listening to it on Tuesday, like you should be, Monday, August the 8th. Do you know what that is, Chris? or was.
Is it still?
In perpetuity throughout the universe until the end of time or the heat death of the universe. Okay?
No, I have no idea what it is.
According to the fact-a-day calendar at my workplace, Monday, August the 8th is sneak some zucchini onto your neighbor's porch day.
Oh, well, good.
Hey, that awful, awful thing that you grow, you can't get rid of it. So just abscond in the dark of night and deposit it on your neighbor's doorstep. Maybe then they'll eat it. Yeah, that fruit, I guess, that every amateur gardener grows like a ton of. I don't know. It's awful.
Is it because they make fruit bread out of it, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's like some kind of squash, I think. I've never actually seen anybody eat a zucchini. Just a bunch of people grow it.
They fry it. They batter it and fry it.
Oh.
No, it's good.
Is it?
Yeah, it tastes like fried mush.
It tastes like fried awful vegetable.
Seedy fried mush. It's a lot like squash.
Yeah.
And yeah.
But just take it. I mean, that's like one step away from date rape, right? Like, hey, sneak this phallic fruit into your neighbor's private place.
His porch?
Yeah. That's the sacred vestibule into the home, okay?
So are you supposed to jam it in his back door?
Well, if need be, if it's Halloween time and the front porch already has its requisite number of squash-derived produce.
You mean if it won't do the satisfying screaming?
I'm just saying, maybe carve it. Maybe carve a little, like, you know, like a face of anguish in it and put a little candle inside.
You're going to remember this day, August 8th.
Just attach a note that says this may or may not be poison.
It probably is.
Chris, international, sneak some zucchini. That's the way that it's phrased. Sneak some zucchini onto your neighbor's porch day. As if it's secret.
Maybe it's code.
Is this like a key party?
Probably.
Like everybody throws their squash into a bowl and then you just start going at it?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. All right, yeah.
You just choose a shape that you like. God made it.
God put it on this green earth. It would be a sin not to take advantage of it.
God made it that way.
Yeah.
God made it that way.
Oh, man. So just remember to do that next year. Because by the time you hear this, it's already too late. Just sneak some zucchini. Not like a whole zucchini. Like maybe even just like one single slice.
I'm glad that we had the conversation of days.
Yeah.
And along with the thought God made it that way. Because in Sao Paulo, Brazil, is that correct?
Yeah, Sao Paulo.
The city council has adopted legislation calling for a heterosexual pride day to be celebrated the third Sunday of each December.
Oh. Okay.
The legislation's author, Carlos, yeah, I'm going to pronounce his last name, said the idea So the idea for a heterosexual pride day is not anti-gay, but a protest against the privileges the gay community enjoys. As an example, he mentioned how the town's huge gay pride day parade is held every year on Paulista Avenue, one of the main thoroughfares of the city of 20 million people, while the March for Jesus, organized by evangelical groups, is not allowed on the same avenue.
This hurts my head. You know, I'm gonna have to do what I always do and sympathize with the gays. I mean, the notion of privilege, like it's the assumed state of normalcy. Do you know how like hyper Christian like Brazil is, like hyper Catholic?
Listen to this. In a recent report, the gay rights group Grupo Gay da Bahia said 260 gays were murdered last year in Brazil, up 113% from 5 years earlier. What I want to know is how many short people were murdered.
Oh.
It doesn't say that these 260 gays were murdered because they were gay. They were just murdered. So how many short people were murdered?
I don't know. I mean, they're very petite people. They're very petite, shapely people.
Maybe 520 little people were murdered.
I have something Well, little people, I mean, that's, little people's different from short people. Okay. No, I have serious doubts about how, you know, genuous they are being. This is the same country that has the Christ the Redeemer statue outside of Rio de Janeiro. This is a 130-foot tall statue of Jesus Christ that overlooks the entire city. And yeah, it's the biggest Christ statue. Like the next biggest one was Big Buttery Jesus here down in Cincinnati, but that burned down. Yeah.
But the one in Brazil actually holds another record for being the largest take a number device.
What?
Yeah, that Jesus is actually a take a number dispenser.
Oh, like at the deli.
Yeah.
I don't know. Regardless, I mean, that's stupid. It's kind of like, you know, like, well, okay, well, what's...
You're stupid.
You're stupid. No. It's kind of like, well, why is there a Black History Month? When's White History Month? Yeah, it's called March through January. You know, it's just there's a hegemony. There's an assumed state of normal. I mean, it's white and heterosexual privilege. And it's all, you know, nobody has like white pride parades, or, you know, they're free to do it here in America. But I don't think that there's anybody who thinks like, oh, they've got a point.
I think they have a point.
Hey, let's procreate.
I don't know. I mean, my OneNote tab says breed your pride.
We can. OK, making life versus having disposable income and not being tied down to a single, you just unappreciative thing for 18 to 26 years. Yep.
Done.
I know which one I'm going to do. Sign me up.
Yeah. We need somebody to pay into Social Security through 2038.
Hey, why not?
Why not, right?
We're getting uncomfortably political here, so I'm going to take us back in the direction of science, Chris, okay?
Great.
All right. Last Wednesday, a Swedish man named Richard Handel was arrested for possession of radium, americium, and uranium. No, Chris, he wasn't a terrorist. He was a hobbyist. Handel was attempting to smash atoms in his apartment. Quote, I have always been interested in physics and chemistry, he says. Smashing atoms, Chris. Pumpkins? No. Atoms? Yes. Handel runs a blog about his experiments where he has documented the creation of a meltdown on his stove. A meltdown, not a patty melt, but a meltdown. But the patty meltdown, it uses too much hot sauce. He decided to call Sweden's radiation authority to ask if his experiments were strictly legal, which prompted a raid on his apartment. His apartment, miraculously, did not contain dangerous levels of radiation.
Okay, so he wasn't doing it.
He wasn't doing what? The experiments?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was not doing that.
Okay.
Then why he was making volcanoes from baking soda and, and vinegar. That's what he was doing.
He was trying to discover the mysteries of the universe.
So he's not in jail.
No, I think he was fined.
So it's a Monday night, the 8th. He's probably going to be doing experiments on zucchini bread.
Yeah, he's going to be
doing. That's
gonna
what
be,
he's going to do.
He's going to be making a zucchini bread, man.
Oh well, that's awesome. Good for him.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a story?
Sure.
A Korean TV documentary team. Documentary.
Documentary team?
Yes, that's the one. Documentary team went on a search for the truth behind China's dead baby pill.
What?
Yep, they tracked down a hospital that sells deceased babies, mostly abortions or stillbirths, to medicine companies. When the hospital has a deceased baby case, the staff, who are openly involved, are instructed to immediately notify the medicine company. The documentary... Shit, say it.
Documentary?
The documentary team...
No, I think you're saying that wrong. It's documentary TAM.
The documentary TAM reveals the super-secret process of how the dead baby pill is made. The medicine company stores these dead babies in a normal family's refrigerator so no one can find out. Then, when ready to use, they put the dead baby in a medical drying microwave, also located in some normal citizen's house. Once dry, they grind it up and place it in capsules. At a very high price, the documentary team got their hands on some of these pills and had them tested. The results, 99.7% human. From the test results, they were also able to tell the gender and found hair and nail remnants.
Well, to be fair, you know, nobody raised a stink when they put out those dead dinosaur pills where, you know, you put it in water and then it blew up and there was a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I was thinking about.
That's exactly what this was.
Mm-hmm.
I also had one that was a car. It was pretty neat.
It was cool.
Yeah.
I liked
it. You couldn't get it back into the pill, though. I don't know how they did that. It was magic.
What are you thinking about this? Is this something we should do?
Like say on the show, because that toothpaste is out of that tube.
Oh no! I mean, is this something? Should
this be policy?
Is this okay?
Why are they doing it? Did the state like a privilege other than just like wacky like, you know, Eastern medicine kind of thing? Like, is this fertility treatment or?
I think that Dr. Seuss said it best in The Lorax: "You never can tell what some people will buy."
I love generic quotes. I really do. As Plato said in the Poetics, don't go over there.
Hey, don't do that.
Stop. Think about it, okay?
Yeah.
Man,
is this okay, though? I mean, can you do this?
No, of course not.
It's actually a pill for stamina. Now, I wasn't able to tell what kind of stamina.
Well, I mean, obviously physical stamina for feats of strength and endurance.
More than likely.
I mean, have you ever tried standing on your head off, you know, for 14 hours? You need to fuel up, right?
No wonder Lance Armstrong won all those bicycle races.
You got to get that powdered creatine. You have to get that muscle milk. Just milk those.
These dead babies are the dope in my blood.
These dead babies. God.
You can't even say it. The only reason I did this is because I wanted to see if you would do it. I wanted to see if you would say something about dead babies, and you won't.
God.
Or you can't. Not that you won't. You can't.
It's like, what can't the Fonz say? He can't say I'm so sad.
Yeah.
He can't say I'm so
sad. Yep.
Yeah, it's a specific kind of palsy. But
except for you laugh. So I don't get that, but
well, I think
you can't say it because of empathy, but then you laugh.
Well, I'm more laughing at the absurdity. Not, you know, it's not, you know, if you brought up one of those things out to me on a silver platter, I would probably just kind of stare at my feet for a while and go home and cry.
More than likely
from my hang glider, but man,
who does this? The Chinese?
Yeah, right.
F you, China.
I think I inadvertently at work today made myself sound like more of like a crazy nut job than I intended to. We were having a conversation because apparently the Chinese have gotten really good at making counterfeit driver's licenses.
Everything.
Okay. Yeah. But driver's licenses specifically, like identification, like, you know, at least at first glance before numbers are run or anything, it looks like, you know, valid identification. And I said something along the lines of, oh, great. So they're making our IDs. They're sending our kids poison. The Chinese are going to take over. And it's just like, oh, it's like funny. It's like, you know, I was the joke I was making was that, like, yeah, they like were basically letting them do all this stuff because they don't have any ethics, you know, vis-a-vis these issues. But what it sounded like, especially with like recent events, you know, in the politics field, was that like, speak Mandarin. And one of the people I work with said, I'm going to go, you know, they agreed with me and they said, yeah, I'm going to go learn mandolin. And
Ukraine's environment minister Mykola Zhivsky vowed on Wednesday to free all bears kept in restaurants for entertainment purposes and often forced to drink vodka.
Why?
Captured and tamed bears were often used for entertainment in the Russian Empire, which included Ukraine, turning the animal into a national symbol. Zhivsky said that his ministry is building a large enclosure in a wildlife sanctuary where it would place about 80 drunk bears it planned to liberate.
Oh, man. Can you imagine how cranky a bear going through DTs would be?
It would be awful.
Put the bears next to the elephant cage and paint them all pink.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. That's all.
That's
it takes.
Way less. You know, that's way less degrading than what's going on now. Those bears are kings.
There'd be all the booze they could want. All the booze that they physically require now that they're addicted to it. Let me take
all the leftover cabbage and fucking carrots that they can eat. Are you kidding me?
Oh man, the attention and adoration of at least hundreds of people.
Every little restaurant has a bear.
No, Chris, it's all wrong. Every little bear, Chris, has a restaurant.
I guess you could look at it that way.
Yeah, you could. Took it and I turned it, right? No, you said bears in captivity. I'm thinking bear baiting kind of stuff, and I was about ready to be all outraged, but
I still have yet to know what bear baiting is. Tell me. I've gone this long without knowing.
I cherish my ignorance, Chris.
And I'm okay.
I cherish my ignorance.
Because I'm pretty sure that if I knew, that would not be a comfortable place for me.
No.
Because you would just be up on my haunches at all times waiting for somebody to come near bear baiting so you can talk about how smart you are and how in touch you are with bear baiting. And I can't have that kind of
you're making me sound like a bear baiting enthusiast.
I can't live that life.
No, I wouldn't want to invite you to my personal hell.
But you seem to, because you were going to tell me. And I would have to be an advocate.
I wanted you to share some of my burden, okay? Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't have to go to my fundraisers, you know?
I haven't had much experience in people who recruit you to a cause. Like, once they get a certain amount of people, their effort doesn't decrease. You see what I'm saying?
Explain.
If I just recruited you to my church.
All right.
I can't just relax a week because you now come to my church. That's not the way it works.
Oh, because the game changes from acquisition to maintenance.
But it doesn't. You're just constantly in acquisition.
Oh, okay. You have to collect converts like Pokemon.
Unless you're a maintenance bear. In which case, you're not a recruiter, you're a maintenance bear.
Yeah. Oh, man, maintenance bear. The furnace is rattling.
What? What does that mean?
That's maintenance bear talk where I'll get right on it, sir.
Good enough.
Yeah. Can you imagine bear tools? Oh, man.
Yeah, I think there's actually Kodiak tools.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, since we're over in Europe, let's stop next door to the Ukraine and check out Lithuania, okay?
Oh, no.
All right. Arturas Zuokas, mayor of the capital of Lithuania, is tired of people with expensive cars parking illegally just because they can afford the ticket. In order to assure his citizens that justice will be done, Arturas filmed a video of himself driving over an illegally parked Mercedes-Benz with an armored personnel carrier. Chris, a tank. A tank. In the video, he says, "This tank is a good tool to solve the problem of parking in the wrong place." Godspeed, Arturas. Your name is awesome, and your action is awesome, and the only thing that would have been better is if you would have just turned the bears on them.
You left out the agenda.
The agenda?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This isn't about parking.
It isn't?
No.
It's about making making himself into a bear god?
Nope. The mayor is reportedly a biking enthusiast.
All right.
In the video, he is shown cleaning up some of the mess and then riding his bike away from the scene.
What do those two things have to do with each other other than they're just means of conveyance?
Well, he didn't ride his Razor scooter.
He caught an updraft on his hang glider. I don't understand.
He didn't scale a building and then...
with his suction cup foot pads. No. Yeah.
This is a green thing. You gotta read between the lines because they'll do this to you.
You got it.
They'll do this to you. The next thing you know, dude, seriously, you'll be eating dinner with like solar powered LEDs over your head and sipping soy milk. Don't fucking let them do it, dude.
you're saying they, like, it's capitalized with a T.
You might have already been given candy by a maintenance bear.
Oh, man. You know, I guess, you know, I'm pretty paranoid, but I'm not as, I don't know. I didn't see an agenda there.
Yeah, because an agenda.
How is that an agenda?
This, like, is about green thinking and class. This is about class system and green thinking.
Yeah. He's letting rich people know that they're not above the law.
Oh, yeah?
I think so.
Where has that worked?
Name a fallen empire. It hasn't worked here. I'll say that. But I sympathize. I really do. And Chris, I have gone on the record, Chris. I've gone on the record as being slightly annoyed by you know parking enforcement in general, right?
Sure, because they don't do their job.
No, they do their job arbitrarily.
They ride bikes.
No, not they.
If you're going to catch a Parker, you need to think like a Parker.
Okay.
Yeah, which means you should be in a car.
But Chris, Parker Lewis can't lose. So why would you try to outsmart him?
I don't know. Okay. It's been a while since I watched USA in the 90s.
Airwolf?
I think so.
Airwolf?
Gilbert Gottfried up all night?
Wings?
MacGyver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still on the air. Good for them.
Way to go.
They are the Sonic the Hedgehog cartoons, actually.
Really?
Yeah, that was USA.
Hey, can we stay in the United Kingdom?
Well, we weren't in there to begin with.
Yeah, can we go there? Can we stay in Europe and go to the United Kingdom?
We can hop on our eco-friendly hang glider, but
awesome.
Yeah, let's do this. It's all downhill from here.
A 21-year-old man came up with an energy drink called Pussy. While he was sitting in his bedroom, the company's mantra, the name Pussy shocks and demands attention. That's the point, dummy. Inhibition is a recipe for mediocrity. This is a premium energy drink named with confidence. Before you comment, one internet news agency is quoted as saying, in response to this, our pussy's all natural. Our pussy demands attention. Our pussy has confidence.
Oh, okay, so you're telling me this. Are you trying to get me to agree with him, disagree with him?
I can tell you some more facts.
Okay.
Pussy is only available in the United Kingdom, but it seems like it's just a matter of time until there's a knockoff in the U.S., Shockingly enough, it's probably not doing that well. The product pictured in the story that I read to be able to get this story to everyone has the can on clearance.
Oh yeah. Well, no, they're just trying to get it out on the streets
with a huge line behind it.
Yeah. Just pop.
Everybody wants to hit that pussy on clearance. Yeah.
Just pop the top. On an ice cold snatch, Chris.
Pop the top on that bottom.
Do you know that they call that fanny in the UK is slang for vagina?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. That must be confusing.
Yeah, because like I walk over there with a fanny pack.
Can I put my banger in your fanny?
Yeah, Fanny, also the next energy drink coming out. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Do you know what they call elevators there?
No.
Lifts.
Really?
Do you know what they call airplanes?
No.
Airplanes.
Oh.
Not everything's different.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, just keeping you on your toes. Pussy.
I think their cursive Q is different.
Yeah, it's weird. It looks kind of like a slide.
It does, like a
twisty slide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Chris, I like my slides. I like my fries, curly. All right. Oh, man. Speaking of, you said that
really cool.
Did I?
Yeah,
I've been working on my delivery.
Kinda. Yeah.
Yeah. You're almost there, Cole. You're almost there.
You are.
Well, speaking of twists. Hey, do you remember the hit Jeff Daniels movie Dumb and Dumber?
I sure do.
There was a subplot where they sold a headless parrot to a little blind boy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
It was
pretty bird, pretty bird. What kind of monster would do this, right?
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Chris, sometimes art imitates life, and the majority of time life imitates art, because a Florida man is facing assault charges after shoving a 61-year-old blind woman to the ground and stealing her pet parrot, which he had just traded to her. He got $50 and a computer in exchange for the $300 bird, but rapidly suffered from buyer's remorse and just wanted his pet back. Pretty bird. Pretty bird.
So what did he do?
He knocked a bitch over and took the bird. And then he's being held for like $13,000 bail for assault.
See, we lock up the wrong people.
Who should we lock up in this situation?
The woman.
Okay. Oh, because she didn't honor the backsies clause?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. No, you have a two-day backsie.
You can't triple stamp a double stamp.
What's that from?
The hit Jeff Daniels film Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, man. Full circle, Chris. Full circle.
Comes right around.
Comes right back. What's he up to? Jeff Daniels.
He's doing things.
No. You know what he does? He's a blues guitarist, Chris.
All right.
He is. I shit you not. He was playing at the Southgate House down here.
Yeah, I'm Bill Cosby's left tap shoe.
Chris. Okay. I did a search on Wikipedia for Jeff Daniels, but I accidentally typed in Jeff Bridges.
That's what I thought.
No, Jeff Daniels. He does blues guitar. He's apparently really good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good for him.
His full name is Jeffrey Warren Jeff Daniels. Jeff is in quotes.
Warren Jeffs Daniels?
Warren Jeffs.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
I think he married kids, didn't he?
What?
Warren Jeff. There's something going on here.
I don't know. I think...
Is Jeff Daniels really Warren Jeffs? And now he's hiding out of acting as a blues guitarist?
Yeah.
Who's that Bill Gates looking weirdo that's Jeff like up on trial now?
It's Jeff Bridges, Chris.
It's Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges from the hit movie The Guitarist.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Whoops.
Chris, we are peeling back the layers of hypocrisy in our society. We're going right down to the bone here on Those Damn Ross Kids this week. Chris, Those Damn Ross Kids, to the bone.
To the bone, cool.
To the bone in that pussy. Come on.
Hey, come on now.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm talking about the energy drink, okay? It's delicious.
Speaking of to the bone, man, this is to the bone, cool.
Okay.
This guy did what we would do.
A podcast?
He's a Florida corrections officer, and he did some crazy shit while on watch at a woman's correctional facility.
Okay.
A Pompano detention center took on an orgy-like atmosphere with female inmates dancing topless and performing sex acts on one another as Deputy Mason Chibnick looked on. Games of truth or dare were common when Chibnick was on duty. Accuser said he had sex with one inmate. Chibnick, who's been transferred to work in a men's jail, also allegedly sent a picture of his penis to a former inmate's sister and was seen with an inmate entering a closet. The allegation sparked an investigation that concluded he broke the code of ethics. He was given a counseling slip that outlined department policies, but faces no other disciplinary action.
Okay.
Chibnick asked for a transfer in April because he didn't really feel comfortable working with female inmates who would tattle on him.
I don't feel comfortable with these people.
Don't do that. Not now.
Okay, so you
can't
say
do that now.
He did what we would do. You mean like dehumanize people that we have like pretty much ultimate authority over? In the sexiest way possible?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just playing some games. We're having some pillow fights. We're, shaking down our energy drinks for shivs,
I don't know about you, but when I look at my search history, number one is Those Damn Ross Kids, yeah. And number two is Exploited.
Okay, I got you. I got you.
Yeah, I'm big on causes. I'm a big causes guy.
It's what we're
very
about.
Causal.
We're Chris, cause and effect.
I'm causal. Right?
And effect is spelled A because it's spelled an A because it's a verb because we're all about active,
Yeah, as opposed to effect.
Effect, which is a noun. Most people don't know that.
Yeah, it does. Okay. It's a noun.
It's a noun. You didn't know that. You didn't.
No, I did. I did too. What's the effect?
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. I thought, Chris.
That sounds affected.
Chris, I'm grammar guy. I don't want you horning in on my action. Here, that's the role that I play.
That's who you be?
Thank you. That's all I wanted. Was for you to sound illiterate. Oh man, Chris, can I tell you some story about weird water?
Yeah, do it.
Okay. San Angelo, Texas. is suffering a drought. But its lake is suffering worse. The whole lake is dried up, leaving a puddle of blood red stagnant water at the center of its cracked bed. Scientists believe the coloration is due to the bacterium Chromatiaceae, which thrives in oxygen-poor water. Local crazy woman Jennifer Guevara, however, says, "It's in the Bible that water is going to turn to blood red, so you never know when Jesus is going to come. It's all red. Blood.
Red.
Red. It's all red. Period. Blood. Period. Blood.
Period. Period. Redundant."
I know it's been a while since we talked about this. We staved it off the end of the world, but I think that it's coming back in a weird way. I mean, we're getting all the signs, right?
In a big way.
In a huge way. Because Chris, meanwhile, I've got some more weird water stories. Meanwhile, in Anchorage, Alaska, an unknown bright orange substance is washed over the top of the harbor and into the rivers. It was oily and foamy, but when it dried, it turned into a powder. It also appeared after the rains, meaning that it's everywhere. The best anyone can guess is that the substance is some type of algae, but it hasn't even been determined if it's organic yet. Chris, there is a boil alert in effect. You know what? Buy stock in Aquafina, Chris. Buy stock in Dasani. Buy stock in Perrier if you're into that,
It's important to drink your red and boil your orange.
Yes, if it's red, you might be dead. If it's orange, no word rhymes with orange. So
you're just going to have to remember that shit on your own. Pretty much any epidemic that has orange in it, you're going to have to remember on its own merit because it's going to kill you.
Yeah, like it's sneaking up on you.
Yeah.
Don't look now. Here it comes. Yeah, Anchorage, Alaska. It disappeared as soon as it came. Nobody knows what happened. Weird.
If it's made from red and yellow, at death's door, you'll say hello. Fuck you, Orange. I got you.
You outsmarted it. Chris, that is a decades-old linguistic conundrum.
Solved.
Okay. We're going to publish this, all right? We're going to publish this, and we're going to rake in all kinds of royalties. Anytime anybody rhymes orange, we're going to get a cut.
That's how it's going to happen. Looking at you, Eminem.
M&M's? Like the Mars Corporation?
No, like Marshall Mathers.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nobody wants Shady no more.
Okay. It's all about Marshall. Man, Chris, we're all Marshall.
So you're welcome, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you. That got me. You got me.
Finally.
But the world's coming to an end.
I'd like to thank If It's Brown, Flush It Down, and
Is that a wrap? Are we done?
What?
No. It's not done with this episode. Done with the show.
That was the whole purpose, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean,
they're driving it.
Yeah, that's that was our mission statement. A, to bring merriment to the masses, and B, to find a rhyme for orange. Orange. You can't say orange because it may sound like a fucking heck. Say orange.
Orange.
Orange. Tam. The orange tam gets 5 pence.
Huh.
Yeah. I'm only in.
The orange trium has been spray tanned.
Chris. Oh man, or it's an orange flavored energy drink. That's all it is. That's our new euphemism for lady parts. Gonna sip up on that energy drink.
Delicious.
Can I tell you about a man who had too much energy drink?
Sure.
Okay. A Florida man was sitting in his pickup truck with his girlfriend when 4 masked men accosted them, bound them with flex cuffs, stole their money, and then drove them to the man's home in Miami. Now, Chris, this takes some twists and turns, so I need you to follow me. Okay, hold on. Hold on to my hand as we walk through the parking lot, because it's going to get real. All right?
Uh-huh.
Now, the problem is the man's wife, mother, and children were at the home. All of them were bound, and their possessions were taken. And to finally add insult to the injury, the girlfriend was then brought into the home and introduced to the wife. Hey, thanks for all the stuff. Nice flat screen, you know. The receiver could be a little bit better, but we can manage. Oh, and have you met? You know, Trina has some interesting medical conditions that you might want to get screened for. Mina, oh, your name's Rhyme?
I paused from there, too.
Yeah. Life's complicated, Chris. That's like 6 degrees of separation kind of stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Are you making fun of me?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're pretty...
So bad. I'm so angry.
Man.
Huh.
Yeah. No, so that's a thing that happened. I like that. I like, you know, because anybody can, you know, rob.
Anybody can ruin your life.
Oh no, not everybody can ruin your life. Anybody can, you know,
anybody make you scared can end for your life.
Yeah, you know, just like, oh, I'm gonna stab you with this knife, and
yeah,
I'm gonna take your money if you don't have sex with me. I don't know, but it takes a special kind of like villain cunning.
That, is that
like
where you're at now?
Like offhandedly, like just like, oh, hey, here's your affair. Peace. It peels off on a motorcycle, I assume.
True.
That's all it takes. That's all it takes for me to admire you.
Yeah, I think you could. I think you could admire the guy that's in this next story.
Okay.
His business card reads, "Hun Soo Kim," a guy who sits down to pee. He genuinely cares about this practice, and his influence doesn't stop with his business card, as he tells everyone he meets. Why does Kim pee sitting down? Well, for the benefits, of course, and according to him, there are many. For starters, no mess. Your pee doesn't splash around and out of the toilet. Secondly, you can save electricity because you don't have to turn lights on to be able to find the toilet. If you have the unfortunate talent of being an extremely loud urinator and live in an apartment, your pee won't wake the neighbors. The final tip Kim enlightens us with is how peeing is not just wasting time. It's like the thinker sculpture. You can have a nice short time to sit and think.
I like this. I like it a lot. I don't think that any of those reasons are not valid.
No, they're all very valid.
They're all very valid. What's the biggest argument? Like, I've never heard a valid argument against peeing sitting down.
I don't know.
Like, oh, that's what girls do or whatever. You know what else girls do, Chris? They vote. All right?
Well, don't get me on that.
Okay, I was testing the waters there.
You want to get political with me?
No, I'm just saying, just because girls do something doesn't mean it's a bad idea, right? I like it. You know, public. I have hangups about public restrooms, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, if you default to peeing sitting down, do you know what you get? Do you know what benefit you get? Privacy. It's just it's a thing, you know. It's like you have your own you have it's like a dormitory for your bodily functions. Just like I'm just in the stall, gonna sit down. I'm gonna read something on my smartphone. Put it consequently never ever touch somebody else's smartphone because it has most assuredly been used on the toilet. Yeah, no, this guy, I agree wholeheartedly with everything he says. Let's end the tyranny. All right. We're going to bring this system down. You know what else we're going to bring down, Chris? The toilet seats so our butts don't get wet.
The ability to make a logical slogan for this cause.
No, we're going to bring down the
Do
toilet
you
seat.
Take a stand on peeing?
Chris, I firmly, this is, I there are very few things that I believe in. I'm a man of few beliefs, but this is something where I can stand firm and proud, yet still sit down. I can sit proud. This
Sit
man
proud.
gets it.
Just sit proud. It's
You
a
know what?
brown bracelet. I know logically it would be a yellow one, but
It's a missed opportunity, but yeah.
yeah, it's gonna be brown now or white. White, because
It's
white
white.
toilets are mostly white
Yeah,
unless
porcelain.
you have a blue one.
Yeah. No, I think this guy, I like the cut of his jib.
What he does poop standing up.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Okay, Chris, so homework for the coming week. Go to duckfeed.tv, check out our shows. We have some changes there. We have a new program. It is a independently produced radio comedy drama serial thing that was done at the radio station that I work at. It's pretty funny, really goofy, you know. So just a fun little triviality. Radio drama is a dying art. You can subscribe to us there. You can subscribe to us in iTunes and leave us a review there. And if you don't feel like writing some prose, you know, in praise of us, give us a rating. You know, we might not be on, you know, the new part of the new and noteworthy board, but we can still be in the noteworthy, right?
If you're writing something, we're obviously noteworthy.
Yeah, definitely, because you wrote us a note. So yeah, those are the things that you can do. You can also tell friends. Chris, think of at right now an ingenious way to tell your friends about this podcast.
Bullhorn.
Yeah, bullhorn. You know what else you can do? And this is something I would like to see going. If you're an enthusiast of this podcast and you have some friends who have an hour to kill, you know what I'm thinking? Listening party.
Oh, that'll be good.
And if you have a listening party, just let us know. You know, take pictures. We can even record some. We can record a special greeting for you. This is very similar to what they have done on my brother and me. I've gotten permission to copy this, so it's not entirely shameless. That is approved. So if you want to have a listening party, let us know, and we will facilitate that. We will send you a kit.
What is it? What is that TDRK listening party kit consist of?
It's a couple of index cards with excuses that you can say to anybody who like comes upon you while you are, you know, having a TDRK listening party, like, oh, we don't know these guys, and yeah, we're probably going to turn this off soon, and you know.
I was thinking maybe like a 4 or 5 pack of different hair colored like washable markers,
Yeah.
so that during the listening party you could try drawing on experimental like facial hair,
Okay.
maybe something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
No. And
maybe like some clearance, or maybe I don't know, dumpster Frito-Lay snacks, some
yeah,
Oberto jerky,
like the fun size. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
the some of that jalapeno dirt Cheeto.
And a prepaid emergency phone that will give you immediate access to any holy man from your chosen religion, so you can ask for forgiveness.
Dry erase cummerbund.
So that's all a bunch of stuff that you can do, but most of all, you can keep on listening. Thank you for giving
Every
us your time.
douchebag in a wedding can draw directions for his waist.
Dance instructions, just look down.
Whatever.
Do the Lindy.
I don't even care anymore.
Neither do I. Goodbye.
Bye.